What's going on, everyone? Welcome to Boys and Brunch. This is the show where we expose everything going down on the timeline. And we have some pretty interesting topics to talk about today. Of course, we're going to have to talk about DaBaby. We're going to talk about whether he's canceled. I mean, I think the answer is pretty clear, but we're going to give our spiel on that. And then we're going to jump into Scarlett Johansson suing Disney. And then we're going to finish off. We only have three topics today because the baby topic, I feel like, is going to take up a lot of time. Or at least, you know, between the two of us, we felt like we don't need four topics. We'll see what else happens, but it's a lot. And then we're going to end up. Did I give you the last topic?
Mm-mm.
Not yet. Okay. I'm like, see, we'll get to me in a second. But last topic, we're going to be talking about Muscle Mark, this kind of. This thing that's been talked about on Twitter for, I guess, I don't know, it was kind of a quick thing, but it got a lot of people talking, and yeah, we'll jump into that soon. But anyway, I'm Jared D. King, and I am joined by Marcus Haynes. Hello, sir. How are you?
What's up?
What has been going up with you? Why don't we just do like a quick little update for you, and let us know what you're drinking.
So, this has been kind of a hectic last week for me. Okay. I was a bit concerned for, like, you know, for a minute. I thought the Delta variant had caught up with me. Mm. But no, it's just hot heat and air has messed me up a little bit. But there was that. I have a lot of meetings this weekend and this coming week because school is starting back. I'm also getting ready for some cons. I'm also trying to get out of school. So there's a whole lot of hectic mm-hmm. stuff going on in my life this week.
Gotcha.
Which is why I'm starting off with some Bacardi.
Okay.
And why I may be prepared to switch over to Jack.
Oh, wow. Okay. I hear you. Yeah, I mean, I think this past week for me has been, it's just been regular, really. I mean, I went out last night, and so that's why today feels a little bit rushed, maybe a little bit pulled together. I don't know how this is coming across to our audience, but yeah, I kind of like pulled together all of these topics and stuff within the last few hours, and we're just going to see what happens. And because of that, I don't actually have an alcoholic drink, but I do have my nice sparkling water with lemon. And I also have coffee here as well. So that's gonna be me. So hello, Khalid. Thank you for joining us in the chat. I see you there. And to everyone else, you know, please let us know your thoughts as we go through this. And let's just jump in. Let's talk about DaBaby. Let's start off with what he actually said that kind of got the ball rolling. So let me pull this up. I got the right one. Okay. Let's just pull this up real quick. And warn for language, because I don't know, because YouTube acts weird if you curse too early in the video. Hold on. I get the actual sound to work. Hold on, let me unmute that and let's start again.
You didn't show up today with HIV, AIDS, any of them deadly sexual transmitted diseases that'll make you die 2-3 weeks, put a cell phone light in the air. Lady, if your pussy smell like water, put a cell phone light in the air. Fellas.
Lights up.
Fellas, if you ain't sucking nigga dick a lot, put your cell phone light in the air.
Let's be real about this.
Yeah, keep it fucking real.
Some of y'all niggas suspect as a, let's be real.
Okay, so that's what he said that got a lot of heat, basically. Marcus, thoughts on that before we go any deeper?
Okay, so first of all, stupid. Like, let's just get that out of there, first of all. You know, I've heard some people try to say, like, oh, well, this is just like banter when you're on the stage. Like, you hear the same thing when you're in the club. You're right. I heard the same thing when I was in the club in 2008. It's 2021. Like, if you can't adapt your banter, bro, maybe you don't need to be talking.
Right.
Because that whole, like, there's really no reason. And it's so wild because none of those things really, well, they do correlate, but none of those things really go with one another. You talking about people with STDs and STIs. You talking about women, I guess, with clean stuff. And then you talking about, I'm going to say, sucking eggplant in the parking lot. Like,
really?
How do you even string these thoughts together? Right. Not only is it ignorant, it's dumb. Because what?
Right, right. And I really don't, you know, what does water smell like anyway? That's what
Nothing.
I want to know.
Water, I guess.
I'm like, what are you talking about? That doesn't even make any sense. But yeah, it was completely wrong on multiple levels. And I thought it was, I don't know, I was just kind of like, no, like, you can't just say anything. You can't just go out, get up on stage and say anything. Like, the whole, there was, and I guess we'll get into this further on in our conversation, but T.I. has been talking a lot about this.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of made the assertion that when you get up on stage, anything goes on stage or whatever.
Incorrect.
And I understand, like, there's a certain level of protection that the stage technically gives you just to kind of perform or whatever. But when you disrespect your audience, I don't know how you expect your audience to react. And that's what DaBaby did there. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, not anything goes on stage. I don't think anything ever go. I mean, you know, as far as this type of stuff is concerned, that doesn't fly.
But you know what? We know anything doesn't go on stage, whether you're talking about, like, you talking or your actions. Because how many times have we seen these clips or these videos of artists punching back at fans because they acting wild? Like, how many times have we seen clips of people saying stuff on stage? Even long before this, where it's like, no, like, what are you talking about? So no, anything doesn't go. I mean, yeah, you're right. Like, there are some things you could do on stage that you may can't do anywhere else. But it's not an anything goes type of situation.
Absolutely, absolutely. So then he kind of gave us his apology. So let me pull that up on the screen. Hold on, wait. Where is my goodness? Where is my picture here? Okay, I see why it was minimized. I'm sorry, y'all. See, this is previous night, not getting myself together today. So just roll with me today. Here we go. So anybody who done ever been affected by AIDS/HIV, y'all got the right to be upset. What I said was insensitive, even though I have no intentions on offending anybody. So my apologies. But the LGBT community, I ain't tripping on y'all. Do you? Y'all business is y'all business. Doesn't that just hit you like the wrong kind of way? It's like, what?
Yes. Make it make sense. Because you're absolutely saying, you're absolutely not saying do y'all, because you had a whole celebratory moment. Hey, if you're not out here, if you a dude and you're not out here sucking dick, like, celebrate. What?
Like, what is, like, just completely ridiculous. Khalid is saying, I feel the audience won't really care, especially if he keeps coming out with good music. A lot of people don't care about that, about all that other stuff. I will have to say that, I don't know. I think in this case, because he is losing so many sponsors, that it's going to make some kind of a difference, I feel. At this point, you know, the gays are not, the majority of us are not rocking with you anymore.
I'm going to wait until we get to some of the responses to say something about that.
Okay. Yeah, well, no, let's talk about the sponsors, because but he's been dropped from Boohoo Man, Lollapalooza,
I
believe there's UK's Park Life Festival.
Mm-hmm. What was that, the one from this? There was one that happened like this morning. Was that the one from this morning?
Lollapalooza. I think Lollapalooza was this one. I don't know. Let me see. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Well, see, look, stuff happens every day.
So what do you what are you thinking? What are your comments about the sponsors and stuff, and whether people are going to actually still listen to them and or what?
So here's the thing. To an extent, I can kind of see what Charlie was saying, what Khalid is saying, because there are going to be some people who are going to vehemently, you know, be like, oh no, I still like him, I'm still going to listen to him, I'm going to be proud about it. There are still people out here listening to R. Kelly. This, you know, so that there are going to be some of those people. But I think what we're seeing now is that that's not going to be the majority. There's definitely going to be a, what's the word I want? It's not stipulation, stigma to people who are like still like vehemently, you know, defending the baby now. Because it's picked up so much traction, because now he's losing sponsors, he's losing like losing like appearances. Mm-hmm. All these different sorts of things are now happening because, you know, he spoke out. And we see that he's gonna really suffer some backlash because of who spoke out against him.
Oh yeah. I mean, he has now been beat back into underground territory where he was emerging as, you know, a mainstream artist. He's been I won't even say he's been beat back. He kind of dug himself back into that.
Yeah.
You know, if we're talking about tiers of popularity or tiers of celebrity, he's kind of down a tier. And you know, you got Tia, what's his name? On your team, you might have to look. I mean, who's the dude?
But you need to reevaluate.
Italian, huh?
Dumb, I said Tory Lanez.
Yeah, Tory Lanez. You got to look at the people who are
defending you. No, okay. There's a couple of things. So what you said about there are people, you got to look at who's defending you. It makes me think about how there was some. I don't remember what was being said, but I think it was Chance the Rapper said something. And then, like, Terry Crews, how to make the comments, was like, yeah, bro, you right. And then Chance Rapp was like, my bad, y'all. I was tripping. Because he saw who agreed with him. Yeah. And that's what type of situation this is in. T.I. is two steps from the jailhouse himself. And you sit up here canoodling with Tory Lanez. Like, he ain't two steps from the jailhouse. And it's especially interesting because this is something else that happened. You know, people are talking about as much that he brought out Tory Lanez during that performance as well. And from what I've been seeing, you know, I'm not legal, so I don't know. But from what I've been seeing, him bringing out Tory Lanez while Megan Thee Stallion was there to perform violates their like restraining order. So you didn't did all this foolishness, and now you didn't set this man up, or he didn't set the man that set himself up to go to jail because you violated restraining orders.
Right. This is just a whole ball of mess, to be quite honest. It's insane. Now, I mean, I guess briefly we can talk about T.I. and Zoe and that conversation. And I actually don't have that video, but I guess just to sum it up, because we talked about Zoe. I don't know what to name. He has like three different names. It's Zoe, it's Zoe, it's and YouTube is known as Goddamn Zoe.
That's his name.
Is it Zoe or is it Zoe?
I mean, I call him Zoe, but this that fool, that's who he is.
Well, anyway, he was on, I think he was on like an Instagram live with T.I. Talking about this. And T.I., like you could just tell, like T.I. was just really, you know, he was pretending like he wanted an honest conversation. But he was talking around in circles, and it was just so frustrating to watch and to listen to. And then there was one point that a lot of people got on Zoe about, saying, you know, I don't believe that we should be canceling DaBaby, that, you know, he should be losing all his sponsors and blah 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 blah. He got a lot of heat for that. I personally did not think that segment of that video was, I feel like, okay, so let me Let me just say this. The entirety of that video with that his conversation with T.I. and then splicing out that piece of it and then just jumping on Zoe for that piece, I felt like missed the point of the entire video a little bit. Yes, what he said was like, no, he can still lose all his sponsors and stuff. And so, yeah, I mean, I get some of the annoyance behind that, but I still think, you know, let's talk about the video in full. Let's talk about what was really the conversation. And it was really, you know, I think the main point was really that T.I. was just like, you know, I'm trying to remember what one of the quotes was. Maybe you can help me with that, Marcus, that like T.I. was saying something like, I forget what it was. Something about like canceling people, like you can't be canceling people. And I don't know. It just kind of did like one of those switcheroo type of things.
I mean, it was T.I. So it was a lot of big words that mean nothing. Cause he was basically just saying like, you know, you trying to advocate for, I guess, like equal treatment or whatever have you. Because he's like, you know, the A's can do this and, you know, they get counsel, but we can't say this or say that. Like, I thought we were supposed to be equal. Like, that whole type of vibe was what he was trying to give about, you know, how people should be able to say freely what it is that they feel. Mm-hmm. And he tried to invoke that whole free speech BS. So, yeah, I mean, it was normal T.I. talking in circles, blase, blase. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I see Focus is saying here in the chat, you got to remember that DaBaby and T.I. are Zoe's type.
also, like this is a bit of a side thing, but I don't know if you saw this where Zoe was like, he loves Trey because he feels like he's a trans woman stuck in a gay man's body. Did you see that?
Yes, I do. Was it a video or was it a tweet? Wait, what did you say it was? I'm sorry. I'm like typing in the chat at the same time. So I'm like,
hey, I don't know what it was. I just saw like it was like a picture that somebody had shared from a shade room post. I'm just gonna be honest. And that was like the caption, and I was like,
right. I do remember. And I remember, like, because you had sent that to me and Brandon in our group chat, and I remember saying, you know, there was something that I saw where he said that he felt as though he didn't, and this is like, and I'm just, you know, let me just say, this is not complete. I have not fact checked this, so I'm not entirely sure, but I remember seeing something. So just take this with a grain of salt, but I believe that I saw Zoe write something in Instagram saying that, you know, yeah, he used to want to transition, but his manly features have set in. And so now he doesn't want to transition anymore. So now he's, you know, what you said, I guess kind of like direct link to what you were saying, that was like, you know, a trans woman trapped in a cis man's body. Yeah. So,
you manly bitch. I just don't understand. I'm just gonna have to go with what Lauren said. It's screaming. It's screaming. It's screaming. Talk to somebody. Get some help.
Oh goodness. Yeah, Lauren is saying that he said that in an IG post. So thank you for backing me up there, because I was just like, wait. Yeah, but I also have
two more things. Like, one of them is directly related to this, the other one is a little bit off. Going back to like the initial thing of DaBaby and all these comments, like, I'm curious, how do you feel about, you know, it was like Elton John and Madonna and all these people that have like come out and really just like brought the hammer down on DaBaby since, you know, his comments?
You know, when I saw it, I was just like, good. I mean, and that was me not in my, not in my reading beneath the layers, not digging deeper, just blanket, you know, okay, so mm-hmm. yeah, you got these big people speaking out against this. That's a good thing. I know that a lot of people have had a kind of different reaction to that, saying that, you know, we have white people speaking out in kind of a technically a black issue. I don't know. It's weird. It's one of those, because it's not really a black issue when we're talking about LGBT and HIV and stuff like that. It's not really, but because of the people that are involved and the people that the baby was talking to, it is kind of like a black conversation. I personally, my thing was, nothing was going to happen if they didn't say anything. That's how I feel. Mm-hmm. So that's why I was like, kind of like, okay, you know, Elton John, Madonna, y'all can speak out and say what y'all need to say, because there need to be some kind of consequences for this. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And absent of that, absent of people like that speaking out, I don't think anything was going to get done. It was just going to move on and be like, it was okay. You know what I'm saying? So that's just kind of where I am. What do you think about that?
I started off pretty much the same way that you did. I was like, okay, good. Yeah. Right. You know, when Elton John spoke out and what, I don't remember the artist's name, but it was somebody who had a song with him and was like, yeah, I'm taking them off the song and I'm gonna re-release it, whatever happened. So at first I was like that. But then Madonna brought her decrepit fingers to the keyboard, and I was like, something in the milk ain't clean. And that was really what kind of started to set off alarms in my mind, because I don't like Madonna, period, point blank. God, whatever, try to snatch my gay card if you want to, whatever, who cares? I don't trust her. I don't like her. Like, and so seeing her speak out on an issue doing with, okay, yeah, Dua Lipa, that's what, who Lauren said was the other artist was. I don't trust her speaking on black issues, because she had her black child literally tap dancing for views. I don't trust her on gay issues, because as Pose taught us, she capitalized on that. So seeing her speak on an issue that is not solely black and gay, but really kind of like stems from those communities, I'm like, something don't feel right.
Okay. I mean, yeah.
So, go ahead.
No, I was gonna say that that's a fair feeling, you know.
Like, yeah. I was kind of like, I don't know, and that started kind of making me pay a little bit more attention. Well, pay attention in a different way. So for me, I was like, you know, now this is starting to feel like y'all are just hopping on the train of like drag the baby because it's popular. Mm. Which is weird, because on one hand, yes, he deserves it. But on the other hand, I'm like, but when you get through, and this was something that I tweeted, and this is something I kind of stand by, like, okay, when you get through dragging him, again, deserve it, what are you going to do after that? Like, after you drag him, are you now going to, you know, give some money to queer, black, or even POC kids? You know, are you going to, you know, like, give some money to AIDS and HIV research? Like, what are you going to do now? Or are you just going to drag him because it's popular and it's going to get you some, you know, some fans or some, you know, some clout? Because mm-hmm. that's really what it's starting to feel like for me. And it may be biased because I don't like Madonna, but.
Yeah. I mean, you're saying it's more of like a performative thing. Like, are you going to really put your money where your mouth is, so to speak? You know, yes. I get that. It's not. It's like, we need to stop the black square response. You know what
that's
I'm saying?
It. Yes.
Like, and no more, like, you know, hashtag BLM in the profiles. Like be about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But yeah, so I completely understand that. Yeah. Let me read what some of these comments are saying here. Mama Shay is talking about Madonna. She is always in stuff when no one has called her at all.
No one.
She saw an opportunity to be exploitive and took it. She does a typical white woman thing and centers herself in the issue. Lauren says, because we aren't seeing any pushback from the collective hip hop community. So I guess that is in response to maybe what I said.
Yeah.
I think so. I guess kind of semi agreeing with what I said, I guess. I don't know. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I read the comment. They just, you know, I'm, you know, it's that, it's, what do you call it? It's that airheaded piece of me, that 2% airhead piece that I had. Albert Ivory Jr. says, yeah, DaBaby's been trash for a while, and it took the 90s level of homophobia for celebs and companies to call him out. What else we got here? Khalid is saying most celebrities just want to join the conversation for press, but they don't really care.
I agree.
And Kata 26 saying, I can't get over the level of stupidity it takes to something like this, to say something like this out loud and get mad that there was outrage. I mean, like seriously. Yes. So that was what happened. Oh yeah, Marcus, go ahead.
I got one more. So dealing like and kind of spinning off a little bit from this, in like a lot of people have been saying, you know, a lot of people, the pushback has been like, oh, DaBaby is just in the closet. He's pushing back because of that. Like, even there was some video like of him, like, I don't know. To me, I will admit, it looked like a DL dude trying to shoot his shot on the slick, because he was like talking to some dude and he was like touching on himself and stuff while they were having a conversation.
Right.
And then they've even compared this to Boosie, because every time something gay happened, Boosie pop up for whatever reason. So there's been this thing, like people have been saying, like, oh, he's just in the closet and, you know, he's feeling some type of way. Especially because he, like, I don't know if this is the name of his new song or if it's just a lyric. Like, it's not giving what it's supposed to give, which Roland Ray, like, that's gay as hell. But a lot of people now are saying that, you know, they are trying to just say that he's just saying this because he's actually gay. And he's trying to you know, push that off. But, you know, there's also been some pushback. Because, like, you know, we got to stop saying that everybody who's homophobic is, like, secretly gay. So I'm curious as to where you stand on that.
Where I stand on that? I mean... There is some merit to that argument. There is some merit to the argument that when you're in the closet and you're like fighting against it like tooth and nail, there's some bit of like internalized hate that just leaks out once in a while. I believe there is some merit to that argument. Do I think it could be harmful? I guess so. I really haven't critically thought about this so much. I've seen people say it, but I haven't quite connected the dots, because it's just so obvious to me that when you're fighting against it, like sometimes some people are just haters because they got the religious thing going on and they just, you know, anti-gay or whatever. But sometimes it's like, you can kind of tell. So it's like, I don't really get so upset when people say that personally, but I would like to hear your thoughts on that as to why, you know, you if you feel that people need to stop or, you know, yeah. throw something back at me.
I agree with you for the most part that it's like, life experience has told me that there is some validity in saying that, right. You know. So I can see that, but personally, I just don't want that to be the first thing we jump to, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want it to be the first thing to say, like, oh, well, he's only saying this because he's sticking with the gang. No, that man may just be an asshole. Like, he may not be, you know, harming any feelings. It could be, like you said, it could be the religious, it could be the social, you know, it could be any sort of thing. Like, yeah, there's some
I'm sorry. This quote at the bottom of the screen, Boosie is like a gay candy man. Say the word three times and he's dying.
Listen. It's the truth. You just popped up.
I'm sorry.
That man said, Lil Nas is out here doing what he's doing in front of little boys. I mean, in front of boys that's trying to be straight. Why you got to try to be straight, sir?
Right. Like, you don't. It takes 2 seconds of thought to see the error in what you're saying. You know what I'm saying? Like,
So situations like that, I get it. Situations like that, yeah, there probably is some battling going on that we can deal with. But like, I don't think that it's good for us to automatically jump to that, because the thing that'll happen is when you say that, oh, well, they're actually just secretly gay. I think Mama Shay or somebody said in the comments, like, they'll make it seem like you try to give the person a pass. I remember, say it again.
Saying, I don't want passes being handed out for abusive mess while being, quote, covered under working through their mess with themselves.
Exactly. Because, and we have so many examples. Like, we've talked about one on this show, the bachelor dude who was stalking that lady, and he was like, oh, I was just working through it. No, that's still abusive. Like, that's still messed up. Like, we see it on TV all the time. Like, I used to watch Glee. There was a bully that he was secretly gay, and he bullied one kid so bad he had to change schools. Like, all this type of stuff that we, all these pretty much passes that we give people because you say, oh, well, they're just working through it. Like, yeah, that's bad. But at the same time, what you did was still messed up.
Yeah, yeah. Born in Sapphire saying, there's a trope I hate in TV shows of a bully picking on a gay character because the bully is gay as well, and they end up together. No, F your redemption arc. And what was it? Sex Education on Netflix?
Yes, I hate that. That made me stop watching the show. It did.
Oh my gosh. And then his second season. Did you see the second season?
No, I told you that made me stop watching the show.
That just made it worse. I kind of want you to see it just to get your reaction.
Oh God!
But anyway, I mean, because we're getting a little off topic. But yeah. I mean, craziness. I had something else lined up after I said that, but I don't know. I don't know what I was gonna say. I just completely forgot what I was gonna say. So I think it's a good time to move on to our next topic. Oh, the last thing I want to say was, you know, talking about giving people passes and stuff. Like, if we, you know, if DaBaby were to come out, you know, tomorrow and say I'm sorry, then it would be like, oh, all is forgiven. You know what I'm saying? Or not from everybody, but I'm saying like that. It would be a lot harder to. Yeah. You know, because, oh, you were working through some stuff. We understand what you were, blah, 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 you know. Even for people like, you know, if you get some kind of, even if you're not gay and you just want to come out and say, oh, you know, you just want to lie about it. And now you get a pass from, you know, some, like he could, like that could be a manipulative move that DaBaby could make, is for him to, like, if he's not gay, if he's not LGBT and he just comes out, and then all is forgiven and he has his platform back. You know what I'm saying? So we probably should not be jumping straight to that once somebody says something like that. But we are gonna move into our next topic because I see we got a lot to talk about this. We may have to talk more about this in splitting the bill, but we do have to move on. But before we do, real quick, we do have our Patreon. $4 a month, you get access to Splitting the Bill, which is our exclusive after show, as well as our Discord community. So you jump in there, chat with all of us during the week. It's a good time. So now we're going to move into Scarlett Johansson suing Disney. Now, this is, I guess, a little bit different than from what we usually, I mean, like, sometimes we go into, like, standard pop culture territory, and I guess this is one of those moments because it just, to be quite honest, DaBaby took over every conversation. So there's not a whole lot to talk about, but this was another topic that got everybody talking. So Scarlett Johansson sued Disney for not receiving what she was supposed to receive in payment. I believe it was because Disney did this, I think it was in her contract, she was promised to get some kind of a cut from theater sales. Mm-hmm. And, or I don't know if sales is the right word, but let's just, you know what I'm talking about. So because, and then they released it on Disney Plus as well as the theater. So it wasn't quite as profitable on the theater end of things. And so she didn't get everything. And so she decided to sue Disney for what she was owed. Disney's response was something along the lines of, oh, you know, she already got $20 million. She already got paid her $20 million. And now she's, I mean, it was just very, like, if you read it, it was just very much like, okay, you're this super rich person that's complaining about, mm-hmm. and like the nerve of Disney. like what the nerve of Disney saying, look at this rich person being so being such a brat, you know, like basically that was their response. You know, we've got other celebrities that have, this has kind of started a snowball effect. We can kind of see the snowball effect kind of starting. So let me see if I can pull up my screenshot here that I just took real quick. Let me see if I can find it, because there was a few people. Okay, so this is in a Yahoo News article. Somebody had written in a newsletter that Emma Stone was weighing her options after starring in Cruella on Disney Plus. Jungle Cruise, starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Emily Blunt, they said that they were going to be watching the numbers very closely this weekend. Yeah, so I mean, it's just like a lot of people are paying very close attention to what's going on with this. Marcus, what are your thoughts on this whole thing? Because I've been talking a lot, but please.
So my first thing is, y'all, I hope y'all have gotten y'all feel of Scarlett Johansson in the MCU, because this ain't never coming back. that's my first thing. And after, it's really interesting. Because honestly, to be honest, Disney could still pay her out, and you know, all this could go away. Like, they got the money. That's, you know, but it's really interesting to me that they tried to play her like so blatantly. Because all they really had to do was be like, okay, well, because of a global, you know, a global pandemic, we're instead going to give you a little bit, a cut of the Disney Plus money that you got.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, bro, like, like that's probably all you really had to do. Because that's what, at least from my understanding, that's what it seems like she's complaining about. Like, because you had this offered at home, and most people, you know, would rather pay the thing at home where you can watch it as many times as you want. You watch it in the comfort of your own house. Mm-hmm. And if you have, you know, more than two people going to the movies, it's going to be cheaper to just, you know, to just pay the $30 rather than pay to go to the movies, get popcorn, all that type of stuff. Like, you could have really easily avoided this. And it's really baffling to me that they didn't think about, they didn't see this coming. I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, you know, it's real. I mean, like, the response is just really strange. It's like Disney just put a lot more, just made a lot bigger of an issue for themselves by not just, you know, giving her what she was, just not doing right by her.
Yeah.
I think they thought that because of maybe a lot of the backlash that she had gotten previously from, you know, I guess I will say, you know, Black community, Asian community, and just kind of taking different roles and stuff. And I guess they thought that she was going to be slammed down once they spoke out and said, you know, oh, she's rich and she's complaining. But, you know, right is right. Let me get paid what I'm owed. Period. You know what I'm saying? So Mama Shay is making a good point in the chat here. She's saying, I'm doing some assumptions here, but the contract was probably drawn up pre-pandemic. Disney Plus and that premium $30 release that coincides with box office offerings wasn't even thought of. So, I mean, that's a possibility.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that was the case. Like, I do remember reading somewhere that her people were trying to renegotiate. You know, I know that renegotiating contracts takes a while. That I do know. So maybe they didn't either. Maybe Disney avoided them. Maybe they just didn't get through with the negotiations in time. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it would be that difficult to just be like, well, okay, you know, people pay $30. Let 100 people pay $30. That's what, $300? Is that right?
$3,000? Yeah. I don't do math, so I'm just saying.
Whatever. Okay, I'll just leave it at $30. If $30, we're going to give you a third. We're going to give you 10. Like, I don't think that would be that hard to do. But I know, you know, legal stuff and business, and Disney is super money hungry, so I get it. But I don't think it's worth it for what this is, because now we're seeing, like you said, this the beginning of this snowball effect. You know, you got all these people who are now coming out and being like, oh, well, if that's the case, then let me get my money. Because a whole bunch of people's movies been released in streaming. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it's during the pandemic. So
And they just maybe bad. We'll see what happens, because this is gonna have, so I feel like this is definitely gonna have some kind of an effect. I'm just curious, did you see Black Widow?
No, I had no intentions of paying $30 to watch.
I saw it. I paid my $30. But in my defense, I was watching it with my nephew. So it was like two of us. That's how I rationalized it in my head. I was like, okay, so if two of us go to the theater, we might end up spending $30 anyway. So let's just.
No, that makes sense. But that makes sense. Like, you know, I feel like that makes sense if you got multiple people. Like, if I was to pay $30 for a thing, I'd be calling people like, hey, come watch this movie.
Yeah. I mean, that's the only way, because I was not going to buy it for myself. I was not going to spend $30 to go see. I would just go to the theater and leave my mask on. But I thought it was actually a really good movie. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it a lot, honestly. It was one of the better Marvel movies. Unfortunately, you know, that's it for what's her name, Natasha.
Oh yeah, that's it for Natasha. She's staying at the bottom of Vormir, baby. She ain't getting
my
back.
Gosh.
She is not gonna be in the multiverse. Y'all can hang it up.
Oh my gosh, that's gonna be crazy. Anyway, so now we have let's go into our final topic. We've got this Muscle Mark, and I guess you guys are like, what the heck are we talking about? But I just decided, I was like, you know, we can throw in something crazy just for the heck of it, something silly, because sometimes we do that type of stuff here. So we've got a tweet by @DZZZNY posted screenshots, and the tweet reads, the email my sister got from a landscaping company job she applied for versus the one she sent back. So I'm gonna read both real quick. Let me stop sharing and let me share the screen again. Hold on. I am not good at this today. Okay. Let me pull this up. So this is, I don't know if you guys can see that, but it says, so this is the email she got back from the company she applied for. It says, good evening, Charlotte. Thank you for your interest in the position and contacting me. The position is still open. However, unless you are a bodybuilder, I fear that you will not be able to handle the workload, as it is a very physical and demanding, it is very physical and demanding, as we are a hard landscaping company. I feel you are up if you feel you are up for it, then feel free to contact me on the number below. Kind regards, Mark. So that was the response she got after applying. Her response, see if I can enlarge this for you guys.
Oh, that made it worse.
That's as good as that. Hold on, let me see if I can zoom in a little bit more for y'all.
Thank you.
Okay. So her response is, "Hi, Muscle Mark. Thank you for your quick reply. Funnily enough, I probably have just as much experience bodybuilding as you do, which I'm guessing is none. What I do have is years of experience landscaping and also building retaining walls in 40 degree heat, as I did this for many years while I lived in Australia. I have looked into your company before sending this email and assure you that it would be no more challenging than the work I have completed before, as it was to a much higher standard than the work I've seen your quote unquote company produce. However, what I do find challenging is working with small-minded individuals such as yourself that I could probably bench press 5 minutes after being woken up from a 3-year coma. Therefore, I am no longer interested in this position. I'm sure you will have no problem finding the correct individual at your next visit to the bodybuilding convention. Kind regards, Charlotte, aka Not the Bodybuilder." So, okay, we have that. What are your thoughts on this? I just thought it was fun. I just thought it was like a funny, and it was just like, I don't know if it was a hashtag Muscle Mark. Yeah. What is your reaction to that?
So the first thing, I had to go look up because she said 40 degrees heat. And I was like, I don't think I would have associated 40 degrees with heat. But then I remember the Celsius existed. So I had to go and do the conversions. And apparently, 40 degrees Celsius is 104 degrees Fahrenheit. So yeah, 104 degrees heat. So yeah, that makes sense. But yeah, like that was such a weird thing. It was like, oh, well, unless you're a bodybuilder, like, what?
Right.
Like, I've seen people do landscape, but they ain't none of them bodybuilders.
Right. I mean, it was quite obvious. The only reason that he responded to this was because it was a woman who had applied for a job. I'm like, good on you, Charlotte, for, I mean, because, you know, sometimes you just have to send a nice, nasty email and, mm-hmm. you know, cuss somebody out without cussing them out. You know what I'm saying?
Give them a real good Tabitha Brown drag.
There were a lot of people. I mean, there were people, of course, like it's Twitter. So there's both sides. There's two sides. I don't know how you get any more clearer than this as far as, you know, the type of assumptions that people make. But somehow, you know, you could have asked. He would have asked this to anybody. He would have asked, you know, I'm just like, no, you know, if a Marcus or a Jared had, you know, said, "Hey, I'm interested in the job," you would not have been saying, "Hey, well, I don't know. Are you a bodybuilder? Because that's what we're doing." No. They wouldn't have said that. So, I mean, it's just.
And you probably should have asked me that.
Right. Look, I ain't doing no, I don't do hard labor. It's not me. I sit in my little chair and I talk to people, and that's the hard work that I do. But now, have you ever, I'm sure you have, but can you give us an example of a nice, nasty exchange that you've had?
Oh, yes. The first one that popped to mind. Okay, I'm trying to see how far back do I have to go. Okay. So to kind of give you all like a setup thing, it was like a semester or two ago at my job. Yeah, I know I teach, whatever have you. I had a student who had disability, and you know, there were some issues. You know, there were some issues with the student and the classroom and blah. But so the student raised those problems to like the Office of Disability Services. And I was like, you know, whoa, this is, you know, new to me, blah, 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 you know, taking the student aside, but being like, hey, I didn't know that this was a thing. The student needed an interpreter, like sign language interpreter. And the sign language interpreter popped in there and was like, yes, I see, you know, what the issue is, and I agree with the student. In fact, I sent Professor Hayes an email at the beginning of the semester asking for this, this, and that, and I never received a response. So I politely went into my email inbox, did a search for this person's name, read through the three emails they had sent me since the beginning of the semester. There was nothing said. So I responded in a reply all. I said, you know, insert person's name. It's interesting that you bring this up because I just recently looked through my email. I did not see an email from you regarding this subject. The only email before today that I received from you was regarding, you know, this, this, that. But none of them regarding this issue that you're talking about. If you sent this email, please advise. Please direct me towards it. 20 minutes later, you're right. I didn't say that. You're right. I'm right.
Hello.
Look, it's like
crazy. Look, sometimes you just gotta, sometimes you just have to go there, unfortunately, you know. I hate it. You're at work and you feel like you're pushed at point where you kind of have to around being unprofessional. You know what I'm saying? It's like, because I really just want to get you right now. But
I really want to say you stop lying to my name.
I am looking for,
don't get mad at me, trying to throw me under the bush.
Right. I was looking for my example. I know I have it somewhere in my email inbox. I can't find it though, but I remember because I was trying to see exactly what I said. But I know a few years ago when I was doing these interviews on YouTube with authors, and mm-hmm. I posted an ad in Craigslist for somebody just to help out and maybe come up with the questions or reach out to some people, just that kind of thing. I posted it and, you know, somebody popped up in my email talking about, you know, it's really, you know, I see you tried to do something here, but maybe you should add like whether it's paid or not paid. And I was just like, well, where did you come from? First of all, you're not answering the ad and you're like the Craigslist police. And I actually did click the little button that said not paid. So her thing was, you know, you click the button, but not everybody's going to see that. So I did I forget exactly what it was. I'm so mad that I can't pull it up right now, but I said something like, you know, thank you for your unwarranted advice or something. And she flipped out. It was just like this. It was just like you could, you tell me just like nailed it, you know. And she flipped out and just, it was just like, you know, she sent me two emails after it like, you know, oh, it took you 2 hours to come up with that, blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, I wasn't even really paying attention. You know, I wasn't formulating anything. It really just rolled off the tongue, but I was just debating whether or not to send that to you. And, and I was just like, you know what? You really pissed me off today. I got time. I click send. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, sometimes you just got to go there.
You got to.
Yeah. But anyway, thank you guys for joining us today. I think we're going to jump into splitting the bill. You can follow. I'm on Twitter at Jared Marcus at loose as a deuce. And why don't we rest? If you have anything, do you have anything left in there? Oh, I see you got some left. Okay. All right. Well, thank you guys. And until next time, be careful what you say because the boys will brunch. Take care.